Good morning, Lisa. You sound a little tired. Now, last night we went grocery shopping. And what did we buy?
An Asian pear.
Asian pear. Can you describe what it looks like?
Looks like an apple with polka dots on it.
But it's not red or yellow or green. What color is it?
Brown.
Yeah, it's kind of a light brown. And it has a lot of spots on it. It almost looks like it's got some kind of blight on it. We're going to try it. We've never had an Asian pear before. It doesn't look like a pear shape, though. It is very apple-shaped, round. Should we cut into it? All right. You want to do it? All right. Hold the microphone. There on the handle. That's our new microphone. And I'm going to slice it like an apple. And it's already dripping juice. Carve a little wedge out of here. One for you. It's got the texture of an apple, but, you know, inside apples and pears have a smell. What's it smell like?
An apple.
It smells kind of like an apple, a little bit like a pear. I wonder if an Asian pear is just some kind of hybrid. And she goes, crunch, crunch, crunch. How's it taste?
It doesn't taste like anything.
It doesn't taste like anything? Does it taste more like a pear or an apple?
It's juicy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I noticed that. The consistency is more like a pear. It tastes a little bit more like a pear than an apple, I think. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You like it? The skin is like a pear. Is it making your tongue feel funny? And your throat? Okay, because sometimes apples do that to you, right?
And pears.
That ding means your bagel's done. Would you buy another one of these? Yeah, they're a little more expensive than apples, but good experiment. Thanks for making me buy one. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.